The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good way to start.
Why not? You know. How have you been, dude?
Been well.
Good, good.
This has been the best January, I think, in like years for me, like since I've just been working and not been in college.
Yeah.
I won't work a single Monday this month.
Dude, I wish I had that luck.
So we had, you know, we Red Letter Holiday. We got MLK, and then what's the one at the end of the month? Is it? There's another holiday coming up. Can't think of. Anyway, and then the other Mondays I took off. Like this weekend, I'm headed down to Mobile tomorrow to go see the Psych P show. Abe Partridge.
Fuck yeah, man.
Red and the Revelers.
Nice.
It's gonna be dope.
Be a fun time.
Always.
Where is it at?
Is that the Music Box?
I'm Conception. Not familiar. Okay. I know where Conception is.
Yeah. Just right in the heart of downtown Mobile. It's a great venue.
Is the Dew Drop Inn still there? It's right off Old Shell.
No.
Damn.
You're talking about right across the street from South Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, that thing went through a lot of name changes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is now, because it went from like being a venue, and then like for a short period of time, it was like a place. I think they sold records or art there for a little while. Ooh. Like it went through like some dramatic, and now it, like last time I went by that place, it looked just like a old juke joint. It was just like a rusted tin kind of looking building that needed to be like demolished. You should go down there for that, dude. Right?
Man, yeah, I love them chili dogs.
Oh, sucking on a chili dog, baby.
Yeah, that's it. Man, they had great chili dogs. I don't even remember what was so special about them. They used the bun-length red little weenies. Not the fat red hots, but just, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to those chili dogs out there, baby.
Chili dogs, man. I'm a fan.
Before we got rolling, I wanted to, I guess, open up with this, and then we'll crack open the show. We're talking about social media.
Yeah. So I used to blame it on the radio station why I was there so much. Now I just want to see how many people I can make mad. Except on Snapchat.
Snapchat's where you keep it real?
Snapchat's my fave.
It was my favorite out for a time. Like, I have friends, like, now that I don't have the app anymore, I don't hear from them. Like, they literally only communicate through, like, Snapchat.
Man, I'll tell you what. Me and you would talk more if you had Snapchat.
I might re-download it and bring back Al Ghostface Killer, baby.
Hell yeah, Al Ghostface Killer.
Yeah.
Like it.
Scream.
Yeah, man, Snapchat's my favorite because it's unlike the other ones. You get those ads and shit with Snapchat, and you get the attentional, like, or the, you know, porn bots come by every now and then. Yeah. Hi, I saw you in my... We're in my area.
Those are so much fun to mess with.
I'm like, how do you know that? I'm ghost mode. What area are you in?
I don't know, John, because every time when I had Snapchat, I hop on the map, I always knew where you were.
Well, I have it. I go through spurts. I'm open right now.
Oh, like, I did something fun the other day, so you can do this on iPhone. I guess you could probably do it with any phone, but I have shared my location indefinitely with like three friends because I got sick of them asking me where I was at.
Where you at?
Now you can just pull it up.
Nana.
You don't have to ask me anymore.
Yeah.
Snapchat, yeah. I left it because I felt like it's kind of like TikTok for me. I think it's an app for teenagers and people in their 20s. Like, when you hit, do you age out? And I would argue no, because, like, older friends of mine still use Snapchat.
I mean, I'm 37, and I use it daily.
Yeah. It is good, because, like, and I do miss some of the comedy. Like, a buddy of mine, he was joking, but it kind of goes to that same mentality of, like, you staying on social media just to piss people off.
Yeah.
He went, I think it's been going on for about 4 months now, where he just does Snapchats, like, crapping on, like, what's up with these chemtrails? Like, every day he's got,
this guy. Yeah, hell yeah.
I was like, man, this is good. Don't ever stop. Just like your new thing.
With the cereal?
Doing. Yes. Yeah. The saga, baby.
Yep. I got to figure out where we're going next.
You pick something really simple. And so, you know, you can either have milk and no cereal, cereal and no milk. Both. You could be completely out of both, or life is good.
Life is good.
Or it could, no, because you were smart with it. Like, I got this bowl, but I ain't got no clean spoons.
Yeah, I got this. You always got to be missing something.
Something is awry.
Something's always wrong. Yeah. It's great.
And what's crazy is, like, people are engaging with it and taking it way serious. And then, like, other people are, like, really having fun with this. Man, it's like, what is up with this guy and cereal?
I love cereal, man.
Like today, I guess it, maybe your brother?
Yeah, it's my brother. He's like,
I suggest going grocery shopping.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but obviously.
I mean, I'm going to have to do that.
And I'm going to run out again. He's like, well, just buy as much cereal as you could possibly want. I'm like, that is not possible.
And let it go stale?
What are you talking about? You got to pick a new brand every week.
Yeah.
Nobody's eating the same shit. What's your go-to, man? Like, my always go-to, I have two.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Lucky Charms.
I don't like jumping on this train because I feel like everybody, it's like some kind of victim mentality that we do. I can't have lactose. I can't have gluten.
Oh, no, I want it all.
Yeah, dude, but, like, for real, if I have some milk, it's going to be a day. Like, every now and then I'll go, like, to the DQ and get me a milkshake or a Blizzard.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay for it later.
Oh, that sucks,
dude. But it's worth it.
It's worth it. I guess. I don't know, man. I'm not that way. I'd hate to be that way.
Yeah.
Which, really, I only use milk now for cereal.
Dude, I'm telling you, and I had so many go-tos, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's a burner.
Solid.
The Reese's Puffs,
Puff, good, yep.
I like Lucky Charms, man.
And, you know, they're adding the Lucky Charm, the dehydrated mushroom,
Yes!
They're added the dehydrated marshmallows to all the cereal, or a lot of the cereals now. My favorite add-to with the marshmallows is Frosted Flakes. And marshmallows. It's the bomb.
Oh, how about when Frosted Flakes did the Choco Flakes?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Those were burners.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes with marshmallows. Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Fruit Loops with marshmallows is a good one.
Corn Pops was good for me, man.
I like Corn Pops. I like Sugar Smacks.
It's old school. Cheerios are Honey Nut Cheerios.
I'm a fan of Honey Nut.
I always hated Kix, and I never understood why they said it was for kids, because it was just tasteless crap.
It's gross. Kix is for kids. No, it's not.
Kix is for people with no taste buds, is what that is.
It's the sad part of the Chex Mix.
Oh, that's a very good way of putting it.
It's like the air part.
Yeah. Wow. We went from chili dogs, cereal.
Shit.
Back to TikTok for a second. I could never get it.
I
don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Yeah.
It's got too much Chinese spyware in it for me.
You know, like, anytime that you're in, like, a creator or influencer or, like, whatever douche title you want to put on, like, if you're a musician, you're in a band, you have a podcast, comedy, all of those things, it's great. And that's going to grow your audience, because that's where a majority of people are. They're on that app. And you can't escape it, because it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter.
Yep.
It's everywhere. Can't get away from it. I would like if Twitter brought back Vine. I would get on Vine. I trust it. I just don't like, there's
There's something sketchy about TikTok.
There's a state of maybe Wyoming that banned it in their state.
Yeah, it's starting to happen all over the country, actually. Especially by government agencies. Government agencies can't even have it on their phones.
So that should tell you enough, right?
Yeah, if the government won't allow it to be on their phones, you shouldn't have it.
Yeah, that was my thing. Yeah.
I mean, the government's got Facebook.
We're so polarized now, and I remember, I think it was Trump, maybe in 2019 when TikTok rolled out.
Yeah.
He wanted to ban it here, and like, you know, just because he wanted to do it, everyone that didn't like him was like, no, we love it.
TikTok's great.
Yeah, and then like, I wonder if
Chinese all my information.
That's right, and then I wonder like, what if the next day he came out and he's like, you know what, TikTok is great, we're just going to... We recommend everybody get it. Be like, dude, I hate that crap, man. Get it out of here.
Yeah, like, I watched TikTok for 6 hours last night with a bowl of Cheerios, and it was phenomenal.
There's something about that short-form content like that.
I hate it. You know, Idiocracy, do you remember that movie you've ever seen?
Yeah. We basically live in it now.
We are living in it. People are streaming fucking TikTok from their phones to their TVs, scrolling on their phone, watching it on their TV. It's ridiculous. We are in Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Flash horizon. We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... You can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Speaking of Idiocracy, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. This is an Off the Deep End.
Woo!
And I got Big John here with me.
What it do?
We already did the hey, how you doings, but man.
Wild things happen.
We are a little late to the party on this. We recorded an episode about it, but it just wasn't usable.
It just, you know, it didn't all come together the right way.
So I did want to cover this. As every story does, the development, it's like, you know, I woke up and I saw that they had found Carol Baskin's supposedly dead husband that she supposedly fed to the tigers. I was pulling for him too. And then TMZ pulled it out and he's like, nah, he's actually dead. He's been dead since like 92.
Yeah, he's dead.
Like, he did not just resurface in Costa Rica. And I was like, we got a modern day Lazarus. Like,
yeah, what in the hell?
The lady looks crazy, and I don't put it past her. And I was like, "This, you're TMZ, you're proving my point." But
yeah.
this cop in Tennessee,
Manchester, right outside Manchester,
right outside of Manchester. For those of you familiar with the great state of Tennessee,
right by where they have Monterey. Mm-hmm. If you're not,
there was a precinct of law enforcement, and
I can't remember the exact name of the precinct.
It was like, it started with like Laguerne,
some county right outside of like Nashville, mm-hmm. Murfreesboro, that area.
So as the story did develop, like, I did learn a whole lot more about this chick, because at first, like, the memes were popping up,
and I didn't know who she was. Well, I kind of knew.
Well, I just knew she was a cop.
Yeah.
And then, like, just going by the memes, I could tell that, like, she liked getting dicked down.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out what was going on. The only way I made a connection was when one of my tattoo artist buddies up there.
I had to go, like, into the meme-iverse. Like, I hopped on Reddit, like, just to get the scoop. It's like, who is this? Found out her name, and, like, I was like, okay, we'll do a little investigative work here. Pulled her up on Facebook. She deleted her account. But in her honor, there is nothing but you can look it up, and it's just a meme page to where they're just still dragging this chick across the internet.
And why? Why?
See, that was my whole question. Like, I think a lot of it is, number one, it's because she's a cop, and people don't like cops.
Well, yeah, people don't like cops. Okay.
Number two, like, civil servant. Like, that would be, like, the equivalent of, like, me, like, if I was... like, banging my coworkers on the clock. They're like, dude, my tax dollars are going towards you, like, banging a coworker. It would literally be the same thing.
Yeah, it would literally, yeah, but I don't think you would get the... I don't know. I'd start posting memes.
Like, look at this guy. But that to the. So I had a lot of different takes as it was developing, and I thought Naomi had a great take on it. And she just made a meme of, like, or found the meme, but it was all the other cops involved.
Yeah.
Made a meme of them, and it said, why aren't these people getting dragged through the mud, too? Why are you just dragging this chick? And I was like, I think we all know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Appropriation.
Mm. Appropriation.
Yeah.
So... That's three things right there. One, you're a cop. Two, you're married.
Three, you're a female cop.
Three, you're a female cop.
Yeah. And that's what's weird about
it. And a lot of guys are coming out as, like, you know, specifically attacking her. What about the, I mean, they all were fired.
They're, yeah, the whole, none, the yeah. whole.
They cleaned
the
house.
The whole department, that whole shift, like, the, her whole side was fired.
Yeah.
Fired. Hatchet. Boom.
Yeah.
Because right, they were all probably getting blowjobs or...
You yeah, know, I think that's how it started. But and then I did a little bit more digging on her as like more information came out. Supposedly they had an open relationship.
She said.
Yeah, and then like you get to checking this guy out, and he's like, "No,
no, no."
I actually was talking to her about working on that. Like by open relationship, like she's open about doing it.
Yeah, she's.
It ain't that I'm down with it.
Yeah.
And so I really hated it for that guy, but I also wondered, I was like, is he a meme lord himself? Is he the orator of the meme?
Is he? That is a good stance there. I haven't looked at it that way.
I was like, I'm going to hop on here and drag her myself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you all feel some kind of way about your ex. It ain't never good at first.
Yes. You might, you're never happy with them.
You might be friends later.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
No. You may be cordial.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's never going to be happy hunky-dory.
No, there's a reason why you ain't together.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing, man, one of my buddies up there, that's how I actually made the connection. He tattooed her.
Like, in more than one way?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But that's how I made the connection was he posted felonious. A picture of, like, her with a tattoo that he'd just done.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know... I was there when he did that tattoo.
So
I may have potentially met this chick.
So
I didn't have any.
Y'all were in the same room.
We were in the same room.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know the thing about it? My buddy Jason up there was telling me about this in 2019.
So this has been like.
Yeah, he's like, there's one of these cops out here giving these blowjobs.
Dude, to serve and protect.
I don't think it's just her coworkers.
So she's pretty open, like.
I don't think the whole story is out there.
Oh, I'm sure there's always more.
I almost want to hit my buddy up and be like, "Hey, man,
give me the skinny.
Tell me the real story. You're up there.
Yeah,
you're up there. You're living there. You live there. What's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
Because I swear they were talking about her being like."
She's loose.
Down to about to do whatever back then.
I think every community has a chick like that in the community to where, especially like maybe later high school days, early college, to where you get in a clique and then there's this one chick.
Who
you're just an Eskimo brother with.
Yep. Yep. It don't matter. Everybody is.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Like, we have been in the same hole.
We've been there together.
Yeah. So no shock to me with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like so much, it's still surfacing. Like, thank God that only lasted for a week. Could you imagine, like, just being her and, like,
yeah, she's like, God damn, this is not only,
this is international.
Yeah, it's all. Why? Why?
I don't.
It's great. Like, it's comedic. It's awesome.
No clout, though. Like, I've seen this happen to, like, celebrities. So, you know, Alec Baldwin, did get charged for involuntary manslaughter, and now memes are going around about him. It's funny because he's famous. Washed up, but famous.
He's done, but, yeah, he's famous. I mean, I'd be like, oh, shit, that's Alec Baldwin.
So, the most time that he could have is a mandatory 5-year.
In?
In prison.
Shit.
Least case, little community service, they'll just go ahead and say that, oh, he already served his time.
That'll be the one, guaranteed.
Yeah, so he'll have like some BS probation for like 18 months.
Go into like mental service for a little while. Not to downplay mental health.
What do you think
all.
He should, like, he killed a woman. I think it was homicide, you know.
I'm sure. Man, there ain't
no way. He did it on purpose, like, cuz they said that there was beef like between, you know, he was a producer on this film. Yeah. It was Rust. It was supposed to be like a Western. They were out in like New Mexico or Utah. That's another thing. I don't understand all the New Mexico or Utah laws, because like there was some finagling where it looked like at first he was going to get away with it.
Yeah.
This almost happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, he has basically gotten away with it.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to get a slap on the wrist and get away with it.
Do you think that if he did get like the maximum like 5 years in prison, do you think that would be good for him?
No.
At this point?
No. He would just be a drain to the taxpayers instead of being able to support himself.
I wonder, because I do think like he's kind of mental, man. And I think a lot of people like in Hollywood and a lot of like celebrities and, you know, people that are in the industry, I mean, they're egomaniacs.
Oh yeah. And once they lose that little bit of,
yeah, they kind of go they go nuts.
Yeah, they go fucking insane. When I'm not in the headlines anymore.
Yeah.
Where do I
it's
go,
like, dude? I've said all I can say about Trump. You know, yeah. I had a good Trump impersonation. Maybe if he goes to prison, like maybe his the guy he shares a cell with, like maybe he'll think it's funny.
You don't see 2024 coming in Trump area. It's only a few months away. 11.
Ooh. Well, it's the end of 2024, so like we're only halfway through Biden.
No. Yeah. Damn. But when we vote, Biden's rule doesn't matter anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have any faith in that at all. Like, if
I don't either.
If it's either one of them, it's not good.
Yeah, we're not going to win.
It's that uniparty thing. It's that, it's one bird, and I mean, it's two wings, you know? It's just like picking which wing you want to beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, which wing you want to. They want to. No.
But to get back to the chick just for a second, though, it's like, man, I have a lot of questions. There's still more stuff surfacing. I would interview her if I could have her on. I wouldn't want to do it in person.
Oh.
Would not.
You would Zoom?
I would.
You wouldn't want to do it in person?
Hell no. Because, like, okay. it's not even that I would want to do that. It was like, I would have to bring like two people with me, and like
I'm sure she'd be down.
The whole god dog, it had to be videoed. Oh my gosh, we're like, there's no way that anything there could be any misconceptions. I'm totally protecting myself.
You got a Keanu Reeves it, man. Have to zoom it in.
yeah, and
just be in the same room beside her. All right, I'm going to sit over here at the kitchen.
But, I mean, I would like to get the scoop, you know.
I would like to get the whole story.
I'd like to talk to her, I hope, to be ex-husband.
No, they're going to try and work it out.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's the last article I read said they were going to try and work it
man,
out.
Man, my advice on that is like, and
are
I'm not.
You
I'm,
a fucking idiot?
I'm not a fan of divorce, like, but. Like,
I am.
But adultery is like definitely, like, if they do that, it's over.
Yeah, it's done. We're done.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're married or not. If that happens, it's done. You made your choice.
Yeah. I don't know. He wants to. If he wants to stick it out, I mean, he is kind of goofy.
More
looking,
power
so.
To him. But dude, if that guy happened to be listening to this, I would say, dude, I think you can do a lot better. Maybe not. You got the pine tree tattoo.
He's got the 2020 tattoo.
Yeah.
The wood silhouette and a bear. He's got a Cubs bear on his forearm too.
There might not be a whole lot of hope there.
He's a Cubs fan, so might have hit the only fish left in the barrel for him.
God bless him.
I hate it. And you know, she's like, I just keep getting tattooed. Hit by strange dicks on the side.
I'd also like to talk to like some local townspeople, and then like talk to the other cops. And talk to somebody's grandma about it. Cause you know them grandmas are going to get... What's going on around here, Granny?
Yeah, yeah. What y'all letting go down around here?
Yeah. I mean, I know y'all was talking about it.
Yeah.
grandpa and his buddies have been talking about it down at the Hardee's for over a year. They're late for everything.
Yeah, they're late to the party.
Jeez.
I don't know, man. If I was in that situation and she approached me, and let's say I'm in a similar situation to where I am now, I'd be getting fired, man. I'd be fired. Mm. That's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
How you turn it down? That's my thing, is I can't blame the dudes. How you turn it down?
That's the thing about it. And I think, like, that is, like, I'm not trying to just bash her.
No, absolutely not.
Because, like, man, everybody's at fault. Like,
everybody did it.
The whole situation is what I would like to say, FUBAR.
And they did. They did the right thing in the situation, I think, is cutting the whole force. Or, you know, cutting the whole side. Because everybody was involved.
But you do have that thing, and I think you're right, because, like, if there's a cute girl at work and, like, she's being a little flirtatious, like, if the opportunity presents itself, I think, like, 9 out of 10 dudes is going
to
take it.
Yeah, they're going to take it. Fuck this job. I'm about to get something.
Mm-hmm. But, like, work just got a lot funner.
You start thinking with the wrong head at that point.
As the old man would put it.
Yeah. Yeah. Start thinking with the wrong head.
Mm-hmm. We all been there.
And that, I'm sure that's what happened with those dudes. They wasn't thinking about this shit ever getting out, going public, anybody ever finding out.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't either. That's the thing.
Well, I don't know.
Do you think she was expecting
this? I don't think she cared. Like, because all the information that's come out, like, since, you know, when we covered it 4 or 5 days ago to now, like, more information has come out, and she seems to be very open about her sexuality.
Well, see, that I had read that too a few days ago, and then I read where she had stopped taking questions and wanted to just work on her marriage.
Good for her. Yeah, I hope that's true.
I think it was today though when I read that article.
Hey, ain't no better time to start than today.
Yeah. Yep, she'd stopped answering questions and wanted to
I'll never get my interview.
Yep. So it may just be what she's telling mainstream. She might be open to independent journalism now.
I can come on the back end.
Yeah, get into independent journalism.
A little independence here.
Yeah.
So a little more thing about the husband is I think he's a fairly, like, religious guy. I think he grew up Catholic.
Yeah, his dad is a preacher, I think they said.
That is, yeah.
I think it would be more Amish in that area than Catholic, though.
Possibly, yeah.
Or Mennonite. No, not Mennonite.
I don't think neither one of those parties get tattoos, man.
Yeah, no, they don't. He might have left on Rumspringa and never came back.
Oh, yeah. Possibility.
Because in that area, man, that's... When I hear about somebody being a preacher, most of the time they got a beard and a bonnet. That's what I think. Because, like, even the non-Amish preachers are, like, Southern Baptist.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's either the Mennonites or it might be, like, Church of God, maybe. I don't know. But you know where the girls, they all dress the same. Like, they don't wear
pants. Both of them.
It's skirts only. And, like, they don't really cut their hair.
Yeah, it's both of them.
Man, I gotta say, they don't really wear makeup either.
Mm-mm. There's some
dude, I'm kind of with
very attractive women.
I am with the movement. I was like, you that bad natural? Man, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'd like to see you.
Shout out to all those girls.
Man, that's why I like going down
to the gals.
Yeah, to the Amish gals, the Mennonite gals. Y'all doing a good thing out there. And they're probably like, well, they'd never hear this anyway.
So. No, they're not really into it.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they get down with podcasts too much.
Probably not. Mm-mm. We should do this. Is like, so I know, like, numbers, and we all know what kind of podcast the chicks like. So maybe we should start, like, a true crime, like, show within the show.
True crime show within the show?
At least we would catch them, like, maybe once every 2 weeks. Like, we would be kicking it with the gals.
Yeah, with the ladies.
Yeah.
And we'd have to talk all slow and low.
Oh, yeah. A very ASMR.
It was a very dark night. And, It started to rain.
There was a retarded bird hooing in the back.
The wind whispered softly against her ear. No, that's a different kind of book. Never mind.
The power flickered. There was nobody checked in any rooms at the hotel. And a stranger came walking up. What do you think happened next? Find out next week.
Oh, man. Dropped them right then.
Yeah, dude.
Man, he's dropping.
Everyone loves a good cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, you got to check back in so, next week.
One thing that does not get old, and this is our favorite time of the year, all those rich billionaire buddies, they would like to get up to Davos, and they like to have their World Economic Forum. And they got the balls to put this up on YouTube to where you can watch it. But if you and I discuss the things that they openly say, they would call us a conspiracy theorist just for regurgitating what they said they wanted to do to us. Said. So they talked a lot. I mean, they had Al Gore and John Kerry. So
climate change.
Yeah, and they sounded like absolute lunatics. Al Gore was talking about what he called acid rain bombs.
Mm.
Sounded pretty exciting. You thought we might get into the umbrella business.
What kind of acid?
These umbrellas are durable, and they will not be penetrated or destroyed by these rain bombs. It will not happen.
Getting guaranteed. Alex Jones, Joneses with your.
I'm not. You gotta buy these vitamins, these supplements.
Yeah,
they got fluoride in the water. They're turning the frogs gay.
Do you remember that water filtration thing he used to sell?
Oh yeah,
I can't even remember the name of it, but yeah, I don't know. It's always weird to me because there's a few other podcasts out there. Your mom's house, they try and like market stuff to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how much they paying you?
I can't wait to, and dude, I'm still going back and forth with Manscaped. 2 years, like, I had just been back and forth with, I can't remember her name, and I ain't that old, I'll drop it, but like, she reaches out to a talent podcast. Yeah. Typically, they like, if you notice, if you listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, like a lot of them are powered by Manscaped.
Powered by Manscaped.
So, like, hell, I was happy that they reached out to us, you know? I was like, we're not really a comedy podcast. Sometimes we are.
Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's weird.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like being real.
Sometimes it's just telling you the truth.
But
through the eyes of
I've been back and forth with her for like 4 months, like trying to come up with a deal. And they dropped communication. So, like, maybe I'll talk to them next year.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll just kind of be off and on again. Like, me and Manscaped have got a thing.
Yeah, I got an on-off again relationship.
Oh, we're on and off again, baby.
That's the best kind to have, really.
And I can't wait, dude. Like, we would be so good with those ads. I mean, just think about it. I know it's No Shave November, but you got to keep those balls nice trimmed up.
Nice and Manscaped.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless. I mean, they have the things called the Lawnmower 2.0. That's just, you could go to so many places with that thing.
You can go 6 months and give yourself a nice close trim.
Yeah.
With the Manscaper 6,000.
Make your bird look bigger.
Have him out of the nest just a little bit more. It's springtime. Have your bird out.
Yeah. Oh. But these they're meeting in Davos. They're talking about there was this
drinking the adrenochrome.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's probably what they're doing, honestly, drinking the adrenochrome. You know, doing that because
it's incredible where we are with stem cell research, and I'm not just talking about like you know getting stem cells from babies. Like it costs I think $8,000, but you could have stem cells removed from you. And you could ingest or however it's done.
Whatever, I don't know.
On IV. And those stem cells will go in and start repairing like different cells. And so like when we're talking about like cures for cancer or like de-aging or living to be 150, 200 years old, your joints not going bad, everything. Because, that's what happens. Like, when you get Alzheimer's, or it's like your cells. Like, yeah.
They just give up.
They forget.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It starts out like as a cell dies, it's like it becomes forgetful, and then it doesn't know what to do, and it's just kind of there. That's how a cell dies. It forgets its job, you know.
That's why I think, you know, the way I treat the MS is better than just taking it easy like they tell you to do.
Yeah. You can't not live your life.
I think you got to keep going hard. I think if they tell you you got that, you got to keep going harder. Because if you ever stop, you might not start back.
I think about that a lot. And me and my dad was talking about it last time we was hanging out. He's had concerns about, like, you're just on the road a whole lot, son. And he's like, you're working yourself so hard. You need to give yourself some time to relax. You've been burning at both ends since you was 20, you know, six.
We don't need that, I don't think.
And that's what I told him. I was like, if I stop now, I feel like my mental health, or I would die.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a reason to live, and it keeps you busy. It keeps you to where you're not mulling or thinking about shit. And
I don't even like going on vacation for over a couple of days.
Mm-mm. Dude, when I was off work, like recovering from after ACL surgery,
yeah,
I was off work for like 3 weeks, and I was like, the doctor and physical therapist said you need to be off for like a month and a half, 2 months.
Like, shit, you're out of your mind.
And dude, 3 weeks in, and work called, is like, hey, you got to come back. And I was like, thank God, dude. I was thank like, these four God. Walls. The only social interaction I really had was when I went to rehab.
Fuck that.
And the thing that was nice about it, and I liked that entire staff. I didn't have a problem with any of them. But, like, every time you would go, you would just about have a different physical therapist that you were working with.
Yeah.
Which was nice because, I mean, it was somebody new to talk to. It was like, I had one guy I, like, talked sports about. One chick was really, like, into softball. Or, you know, we talk yeah, about, like, talk different about things. Something. Yeah. It never got old.
Yeah.
But... Oh, what the hell was we talking about? I had to get off on that.
Adrenochrome
and like stem cell, and so like, if you want to unlock keys to immortality, like I'm not you. If you got hit by a car, shot in the head, you'd obviously die. Or yeah, whatever else.
But if you want to keep your old bones and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh, stem cell is definitely the way. But
grow a new ear.
To whom it's available to is...
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the cost?
It's a big club, and as Mr. Carlin said, hey, you ain't in it.
Mm-hmm. It's like going back to something else my brother said. He's like, hey, man, did you know that they had stem cell treatment for MS? I said, yes, I did. Do you know how much one treatment costs? He said he doesn't, and I'm like, $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one treatment. And once you start, you can't stop.
I was going to say, I wonder how many times it has to be done.
Once you start, you can't stop.
And is that like monthly or how often?
I think it's 6 months.
So 30,000 a year.
30,000 a year, yeah.
Now
that's semi-doable, I guess.
Now, with climate, and I'll tattoo climate change and global warming in just a second. I want to give you some things to think about. But when it comes to that, a lot of people, and I have seen an uptick of Obamacare coming back since Biden's been in, which is really just a bigger strain on the taxpayer. But there is this thing called crowd health.
Yeah.
You can look it up on whatever social media that you're on. I follow them on Twitter. I like and follow them on Facebook. But what it is, there's like a limit. I think it's $500. Anything under that, you're responsible for. But if and you pay a premium each month, right?
Yeah.
To where there's a crowd of people making this huge bubble of money. So when something happens, let's say you were crowd health, and you pitch that to them, it's like, I need $30,000 a year to get my stem cell for my MS. They may not approve it, yeah. But if the community approves it, you don't pay for it. It's you and the community. Like, you pay in your, you know.
It's like socialized health care, basically.
Yeah, but it's like done like ANCAP as fuck, though. It's like little L libertarian style, yeah. To where, like, it's everyone who's in it wants to be in it. You're not forced, okay, you know. It's not like communism in that, yeah, sense, right?
Okay.
You're not coerced into it like the vaccinations with these shots that I don't want to get another strike, so I'm stopping Spotify, dude. I wish they would take the flags off my stuff. You know how many I think it's just these off the deep ends. You know how many episodes we got flagged on Spotify for COVID misinformation?
God, there's no telling.
And it turned out that everything that we said was true, but they won't take the... And I asked them, take the flags off. Nope.
That's because it don't pay. The real information doesn't pay.
And the whole time is like, man, I wasn't trying to be a dick to anybody. I was just trying to, like, tell people what I know. And, like, I've heard people... And you know this too, man. You can chime in on this. These were good friends of mine, and they was like, "You're not a doctor. You don't have a PhD in virology. Like, don't tell me that you did your research because you did a Google search." And I was like, "That's called critical thinking. Like, yeah. Just because I Googled it, and then they was like, "Well, you found doctors and information that said what you wanted to fit your narrative of and your ideology."
That's what everybody does.
I was like, you did too.
That's what everybody does.
And I was like, actually, I looked at both sides, and then when I looked into things like, I don't know, ivermectin, like, that's not just for horses.
No, that's...
It won a Nobel Prize, and it works. Or whatever treatment that Joe Rogan got is fair. Is it hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine.
That's a fairly, like, someone like you or me wouldn't be able to afford to have that done. But if, like, you know, situations to where, like, COVID was really rough on some people, especially that alpha variant, right?
Yeah.
But that treatment, good to go in, like, 2 days, right? No matter how bad it was. But, like, with the ivermectin, like, I would say that your chances versus, you know, Tamiflu and everything that we know now is, like...
Yeah.
I think most doctors would give you ivermectin.
Yeah, most of the time. I think that they had even started prescribing it even while they were still talking the bullshit.
They were.
Because that's what keeps, you know, if you want to get better. Best thing to do if you want to get better from COVID is stay the fuck away from the doctor and people.
That's the thing. But, and I'll say this, and I mean, y'all know it's true. Y'all are not stupid. And there's a lot of drama going on with the Daily Wire and Steven Crowder on Twitter especially. I'm sure it's made its way over to Facebook. Or if you mess with those guys, I don't really mess with either of those. I don't have anything against them. I don't have anything for them. You just get on Twitter, and that's what everybody's talking about, right?
Pretty much.
And that's how I know what I know. And, like, the one thing that I would say, like, about them both is whoever the good or bad guy is in this discrepancy between Jeremy Boring and now Ben Shapiro has been dragged into it, Candace Owens been dragged into it, Steven Crowder, like they're all arguing and like calling each other names, and it's fairly toxic. It's stupid. But whoever actually comes out to be the bad guy, whether like Steven is like using this as a stunt to get more Mug Club members, or Daily Wire is just being transparent and trying to let sunlight disinfect everything by just going over the contract. I mean, Jeremy Boring did a 52-minute and he walked through the entire contract. And he was like, I don't think Steven understood this, so let me explain it to you.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing that I think all those people did, and I try not to do it here, is they all talk to their audience like they think that their audience is stupid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, most, I mean, think about, like, CNN or Fox or, like, whatever news you watch. Like, that's how they all talk to us. They talk to us like, you're not smart enough. You're not, you don't know anything about journalism. You probably don't even critically think. You probably read it in a book and you just took it at face value. So, like, let me tell you how things are.
Yeah, let me tell you how things
are. And, dude, I hate being talked down to. I was like, dude, I have a brain. I can think, you know. Like,
I'm not a moron.
When you give me this,
I'm stupid.
When you give me this information, I'm going to start, like, getting different viewpoints, and then I'm going to weigh it, and then I'm like, I'll make my mind up for what I think, no matter what it is. But
people don't understand that. Everybody got used to their information being fed to them, and that's the way they like it. So if you're feeding them something different, it's not right.
And I really like this job, dude, and like, looking at it now. And, man, Cobb, I love and miss you, man, if you listen. And got to get you back on the show. But, like, you're quickly, like, becoming, like, the most regular. You know, it used to be Cobb.
Yeah. We got to get Cobb back around.
Because I lived in Kennedy, right?
Yeah. Well, now we're basically next door to each other, so it's easy.
Yeah.
Like, I have to go to work tonight.
But on top of that, like, you and Cobb both, like, you're down for whatever. Yeah. Like, even, like, people might get pissed off about this. You don't care.
No, I don't care.
If it needs to be said, it needs to be said.
Yeah, I think there's not enough of that out in the world. I think people need to know, because a lot of people are oblivious to the struggle.
Yeah, they are.
They're in their bubble.
Well, they don't, and I don't think it's because they're selfish or, like, naive. Maybe they're naive. They're just naive. Like, when we talk about this electric car future, number one, let's just say, like, Columbus gets this grant and they install, like, a lot of, like, electric car chargers throughout the city.
Yeah.
Let one meth head figure out that there's copper in those lines. He will go through in one night and clip every cable. And then next thing you know, he'll burn off all that plastic. It'll be at the scrapyard. Yeah. And then you have a city full of these charging stations that don't have a cord. And then what do you think they'll implement? Well, now the car manufacturer gives you your own cord.
Jeep's already doing it.
So, I mean, like, these are like, but it's not only, the problem is so much bigger. If you look at this cobalt, lithium, and all the materials that we have to get, who do you think gets that material? And if you're against slavery,
that's exactly what's getting it.
That's what's getting it. And, like, have you seen the lithium mines? If you're worried about the environment and climate, it's horrible for the environment.
Anybody that drives an electric car is not concerned about the environment.
I think they are, but I think they're misled.
Yeah.
I can understand if you have an electric car because gas.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're driving an electric car because you think you're saving the earth, you're a moron.
Yeah,
yeah. And I say I'm not trying to be impolite.
Mm. No, I mean, if you're just driving it because they told you that we all need to have electric cars by whatever date.
Because there's a lot, and I would like to go, but I don't know who you have to know to go. But with the information that we have, there's a book called Inconvenient Facts. I reckon, and that's another, I'm making a lot of book recommendations this year. I'm noticing, I'm reading a lot. But
well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good to read. But Inconvenient Facts, and it just gives you point after point, and it's not just attacking like climate change. It's all these like big agendas, such as, you know, like they want us to eat the bugs.
Yeah.
They want us to eat crickets. They want you to eat like plant based meat.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna eat a cow.
Yeah, I'm just gonna eat the cow. That's what it's put here.
If you are trying to imitate something to make it taste like what you want it to be like,
just eat the thing.
There is no way it's good for you.
Yeah.
And it sucks. But
what you're saying to me is you want to eat the meat.
Mm.
Just eat the meat.
And I'm going to.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not gonna stop.
Me either. Even if I mean, I know how to hunt.
Yeah.
I know how to kill. And I know how to clean.
I know how to fish too.
So I'm gonna eat.
Yeah. And that's something else. I think a lot of people and this is not something that I understand. You don't either. You grew up in the country. You grew up in a small town. You know, like, about self-preservation.
Yeah.
And you know how to. But I think about like maybe people, maybe even suburban life or like in the city life. Like, I wonder if you like just blindfolded them and took them to a national park, drove them out to a campsite, gave them everything that they would need. I wonder if they could survive for 2 weeks.
Oh, hell no. I mean, maybe. I have faith that they would figure it out.
And so, like, my urgency with that is, like, man, I encourage people, like, and depending on where you live, maybe you can. I know some states are stricter than others, but if you live in a state that is, you know, constitutional carry or allows you to own a gun,
yeah,
go to a gun range or like seek somebody out that knows what they're doing. Learn how to use a firearm. There is nothing wrong with owning a firearm.
Nope. Everybody should.
Also, be good with a knife.
Yeah.
Know how to make a fire without a cigarette lighter. Like, yeah. I mean, no. Learn how to fish. Learn how to fish like not having a pole.
So you're changing. You're going next level there, man.
Well, I mean, like, what if you don't have a pole? What if you just have, like, the string, the line? I mean, maybe it's just a cast net. Maybe you made a cast net of, what's that like?
Yeah.
Maybe you made a cast net out of vines or some shit.
I don't know, man. I see the world going back instead of forward right now.
It definitely is. It goes back to what you were saying earlier about, like, idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely living in an idiocracy, and what's stupid, and I was thinking about this today, and I think I finally hit the nail on the head, is everything that we're about school, about our education here in America, and maybe it's not like this all over the world. I hope to God not, because, like, man, people are getting dumber. Like, if you look at the upcoming generation of people that's about to get out, their IQ is significantly lower than everyone else's that's older than them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about 30 to 60 points.
Yep. It's
scary. And I know that we've been implementing things like Common Core math and even the way that we do college. This is about college-age students who are walking out with bachelor's, master's, and PhDs. They don't know anything. Everything about our education system is let's remember, regurgitate it, you get the letter grade, you move on.
Yeah.
You're not... This isn't... Like, the point of education, especially a liberal education, is to teach you how to critically think and figure things out for yourself.
Yeah.
It's being liberal. It's being a free thinker. And we're not teaching critical thinking or free thinking anymore.
No.
Matter of fact, they don't even know how to think.
Yeah, no.
They just go like, that dude with the suit and tie on the TV said so, and it is.
Yeah, that's the way
it is.
It's
not.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah, we took my little girl out of public school because they were teaching her Common Core and she didn't know it. And they're like...
Docking her because she was doing math the old-fashioned way.
She was doing math the right way. And they're like, you're getting the right answer. You're just not doing the problem right. And shit like that. I'm like, what?
I know people make the jokes and maybe they don't. With most jobs that I've worked in my jobs.
Yeah.
I use, every time I'm on the clock, I use math at least, you know, 8-9 times a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it might be trig, it might be geometry, it might be statistics, it might be percentages, you know, but I'm using some form of it. Like, when I was working at the shipyard, you know, you had to know how to use a tape measure. And, like, also, like, if you could calculate these things and then check yourself with a calculator and you're right,
yeah,
that makes you feel real good.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, I use math all the time.
I use math in my all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Tower, baby.
All day, every day. That's math.
Mm-hmm.
All different type algebra. We're doing a lot of algebra. And I hated algebra. But I can do tile algebra. I don't know.
Yeah, and it checks out.
Maybe if you would apply math to something useful, we wouldn't have so many kids trying to be doctors and lawyers that are morons.
Oh my
and
we'd God.
Have more going into trades.
It's funny, like now, like older cats, and you know, we're somewhat middle aged now.
Yeah.
Still young men, but
we're out there, yeah.
We're getting close. You get to hanging out with the older cats.
Yeah.
These guys with wisdom. Have you noticed a lot of them don't even like messing with people our age because they think that we're stupid?
Yeah, they think we're stupid.
We're gonna feel the same way about ours, only it's gonna be true.
Yeah, it's actually they're actually gonna be stupid.
But I mean, hell, like apart from wisdom that those old cats have, they're a lot smarter than me.
Yeah,
I mean, there are a lot of people. I made this joke earlier, but not on the show. I was talking to a friend of mine, but there are a lot of people. Like the older I get, like It's a young guy, man. He's like 21.
Yeah.
And I literally have no idea how he's alive. He's that dumb.
Yeah. No, you're like, they not give you a helmet?
Like, things don't register for him. Like, and also, like, he doesn't have any initiative. Like, you have to do this, do that, do this, do that, do this.
I've been
like,
around,
he has, it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah.
People have to be told what to do.
Yeah.
It's like, man, take a little initiative, like, take care of it. Dude,
you know what's got to be done. Do it. That's what I say a lot.
Yep. Yep. So what we got to do, we got to get it done. But back to, like, the climate change and all that. Look up Antarctica, even the North Pole. As the glaciers and all that stuff that we're worried about melts, you know what's being deposited into the water?
Lots of salt.
Iron.
Iron? Yeah.
Look up I think they call it the Blood River.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. You know what that does?
Uh-huh.
As prepared as it's going to be fresh water.
Oh, that's going to be no bueno.
No. No, it's fine. Because it's as the earth, and that's another thing, I think, like with Inconvenient Facts, if you'll take a look at that book, they manipulate people because people don't think about how old the earth is. Like, this thing has been thawing out, like, since what, the meteors hit the earth and went into the ice age? We've been thawing out now for, like, I don't know, 11,000 years?
Yeah, a long time.
And if it does, like, the world has gone through, like, these patterns, like, and plus, on top of that, with things like graphene, like we're able to capture our carbon in the atmosphere and turn it into something usable now. I don't think we get away from climate change, from fear-mongering and making people drive electric cars and getting away from fossil fuels for our power grid. We get through this by innovation, through invention, through doing what the human spirit has always done. If you think about New York City, before the innovation of the car, they were worried about the city being overrun by horse shit.
Yeah.
And then the car came out, and they didn't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah,
and so, like, we're going to figure this out, but, like, I feel like we're just jumping to conclusions, and we're, like, it's fear porn for people.
We're in the transition stage right now.
Well, we are, and they say, you know, by 2050, you know, we're going to be completely away from fossil fuels and...
I'm not talking about so much that. Maybe, but I don't think that's the end goal.
Well, I mean, we're definitely going to go that way because if you look at the way, like, companies like Ford and other places that are
everybody's
in the car industry.
Electric, yeah.
No, not only that, John, but they BMW has already made their last vehicle that has a gas burner motor.
Oh, shit.
Volkswagen, I think they got a couple more runs, and then they're done. Other companies, they're done. It's done. They're not even going to make them anymore. And they've already invested billions and trillions of dollars into... So, I mean, like it or not, whether you want it or not,
yeah,
there is a... And there's states that's not going to sell gas anymore. I think by 20... Might be 2030. California, maybe Washington, New York, maybe. At the pace that they're moving. Like, imagine, what if you went to a state on a gas-powered car and you got to that state and they don't even have gas stations?
Oh, you'd be fucked. You'd be fucked hard, dude. Have to be calling AAA, bring me 100 gallons of gas. Where are you at?
And so there's fear porn in that, too. And so I see both sides. Look, I'm all for electric cars if it's actually better.
Yeah.
I don't see it, though.
I don't see it yet, but I'm still not opposed to it. I still want to go down this. I just don't want to be forced. I don't want to be coerced. Coerced. Fuck that word.
Coerced?
Yeah. Worcestershire sauce. I don't want to be forced. Like, let me see it. Let me see the rollout. And if it's good, if it checks out, I'll get on board.
Yeah.
Don't make me. Let me make the decision for myself.
See that.
And then, like, oh, but they know what's best for you. No. I'm not with that.
They think they know what's best for me. They don't know what's best
for me. Yeah. Don't nobody know what's best for me.
Except for me. Right? And that's the plan, right? Nobody knows what's best for me except me.
I wish more people would live that way.
Yeah. But they, man, we're in a lazy age, dude. Not necessarily with their work mentality, but just in their mindset. They want everything taken care of.
If they started a new pandemic, not for a virus, but for climate, and they would supplement you $1,500 a month, would you be willing to sit at home?
Nope. I need more money than that.
What would that number be to buy you out? To just have you sit at home and, like, they'll bring you your food and ration. Like, you buckle down. Matter of fact, look, they'll incentivize you. You won't need that car anymore. Go sell your car. You don't need it anymore. You're going to be here. We'll take care of you. What's it take?
Oh, shit. To sit here and just spend money? $1,000 a week.
If enough of people do that, you're not going to have anything. There's consumers and producers.
Yeah, nobody's producing. There's nothing to consume.
People seem to not know that. Like, remember that? And I can't wait till we do it again. It's gonna be great. COVID is threatening to hit, and there's no toilet paper. Why the fuck are you worried about toilet paper?
I never got the big deal with COVID and toilet paper, man.
Nobody did. That was stupid.
That was just...
How did it start?
See if they could, like, make us go to
masks. You know, it's like, oh, by the way, dude, we're about to have... the roads are going to be messy. Make sure you got your milk and bread. Like, dude, COVID's coming. Make sure you get your shit tickets.
Yeah, make sure.
Like, dude, you ain't going to be shitting if you ain't eating.
Yeah, there ain't no... Can't make nothing if you ain't got no food in there.
Yeah, dude. The whole thing's wild. I don't know what's coming next, dude. Davos, anything else you want to say about Davos?
I wonder what's going to come out of it. See you in a couple weeks.
Oh, our good buddy Greta Thunberg. Okay. You got anything you'd like to say about that remarkable influence on the world?
God.
You know, it's remarkable that she knows so much about that, and yet... She's never really been to school because she's been a poster star for this crap for years.
Yeah, ever since.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Look up Rebel News on Twitter. They recently caught up with her at Davos, and they asked her some very sincere questions. And she just would smile and laugh and wouldn't give a response, which I don't blame her.
She didn't have anybody telling her what to say.
Well... Don't get in the mud with a pig.
Yeah.
You don't want to get in the mud with a pig like that. You're gonna get muddy.
You'll get some slop on you.
Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do if someone is doing some honest journalism and trying to ask a great question, don't answer it. Yeah. Right? Well, because you know why? It exposes you for what you are. You're a grifter.
Huh. Who would ever thought? This little girl. Who do you think she's done it for? Her family?
Family's already set, bub. What do you mean, what are you doing it for? Like, even in third world countries, like, I would name a part in the world that doesn't know who she is. She's famous.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You wouldn't do
all
that?
All the way around. But.
That's bigger than a rock star. I mean, I can't think of the kid's name now. Jeez. Well, I guess it's not a good example.
Into the ether.
He was a survivor of a school shooting. Hogg. What's his name? David Hogg.
I remember.
Yeah, and so like he's got a pretty big grift. Like he had some clout because he survived a school shooting in high school, and now he's studying at Harvard or some Ivy League school, and people just think that his opinion matters for some reason.
Because he was there. I was there.
A lot of people were there. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. they just weren't like a fucking narcissist like you.
Look at me.
I survived
the school shooting. Ah, dread.
I don't want to make light of school shootings.
No, absolutely not.
I do want to make light of him. I don't even know if I got his name right. No. I don't know, bub. Say 36. You got anything else you want to do?
Nah, better get it on out the door, man.
Well, I was fired up tonight, John.
Me too. Like it went.
All right, bub. It's always a pleasure. You take care of yourself, man.
Always, man. Until next time.
Peace out, guys. Hey, we got Porch Fest coming April 14th, 15th. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. If you didn't like my opinions today, tell John and he'll tell you what to do with them.
That's right.
Guys, you take care of yourself.
Later.
Got the light on me.
Change my condition.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.